Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Goldschmidt, dictating an endoscopy report on Marie-Louise Sequeir, date of birth 1/10/1974, date of procedure April 5th, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgeny Goldschmidt, referring physician, Dr. Kenneth Bagy. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is dysphagia, abdominal pain, change in bowel habits, with constipation, colorectal cancer screening. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained. Period, possible complications, procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, was possibility, missing lesions, such as those who will explain to the patient. Period, patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the lateral position. Today's for anesthesia services, monitoring anesthesia care, period, well, the cranial and video gastrical procedures, and esophagus, and man's direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination made at the front of the second portion of the duodenum, similar to junction, esophagus, or retroflexes, obtained cardiac air suction from the stomach before the endoscope. Patient's in turn around in the left lateral position. The direct exam is normal, well, lubricated lumps video gastroscope. Introduced into rectum and ran from the direction to the cecum, which is actually covered the presence of the appendiceal or cecal valve and contents of the cold. Careful examination of the cecum, cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, spinal flexure, descending colon, cecal colon, the rectum, and retroflex is obtained in the rectum period, loss of bowel prep scores greater than 7.2-3-2. Okay, correct. The patient had the procedure well without any complications. Findings that upper endoscopy, the proximal metastasis appeared on the marble. On the marble, common given history of dysphagia, biopsies were obtained for further evaluation. To rule out EOE, next line. The Z line was mildly irregular at 30 plus centimeters from the bite block. There was evidence of like grade A to B ulcerative esophagitis. Next line, there was a 4 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was a non obstructive Schatzky's ring. That was widely patent noted. Next line. There was evidence of patchy gastric erythema combiopsies were obtained in the interim body for histology and through the H. pylori. There was poor insufflation in the stomach overall. Next line. There were 2 duodenal bulb ulcers, kind of forced class 3, clean based, with no evidence of recent bleeding. Next, comma. Biopsies are obtained for further evaluation and histology. Next line. Otherwise, a remarkable duodenum to D2 portion common biopsies are obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line. Colonoscopy. Next line. There was an approximately 5 millimeter rectal cecal polyp from cold biopsy polypectomy in total. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line. Follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line. Recommend PPI DID as previously prescribed in the office. Next line. Recommend repeat endoscopy in 3 months for reevaluation of the esophagitis and the ulcers. Next line. Anti-reflux precautions were highly encouraged. Next line. Recommend high fiber diet, good water intake, as well as fiber supplementation and Miralax daily. Next line. Recommend CT abdomen pelvis for further evaluation for abdominal pain. Next line. Follow up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 5 years, pending path. Thank you.